You've already learned about the powerful body fat targeting, lean muscle promoting effects of growth hormone in the body. So now, let's find out how you can stimulate this very strong, positive response naturally. A lot of new studies are showing that high-intensity exercise is much more effective than low-intensity. And the basic science behind that is simple. We used to think a muscle is a muscle, but now we know through research over the last 20 years that you actually have three muscle fiber types. And what we know is working from athletes in different sports is the body tries to do things with slow twitch fiber in the endurance energy system so you can endure all day. To some degree, your body doesn't want you to recruit both types of fast twitch fiber in case you need that to run away from a bad guy later on. So your body tries to do things. When you lift weights, a lot of times the body naturally gets leverage. The body does several things to try not to recruit fast twitch fiber. But what happens is when your brain, your nervous system sense that high velocity of movement, basically it says slow twitch is not adequate. I've got to recruit the 2A muscle fiber that moves five times faster than slow. But then if you're going really hard and fast, basically your brain says, so your nervous system, no, that's not adequate. I'm going to have to recruit 30% more muscle fiber. For most people, it's about 30% more muscle fiber, the 2B muscle fiber that moves 10 times faster than slow. So now, rather than your heart muscle and your lungs working to oxygenate slow twitch fiber, which is about half the muscle fiber for most human beings, it has to work significantly harder. In fact, basic cardio theory is we're going to take the big muscles in your legs, we're going to get your heart rate up and hold it there. Well, what happens when not only do you use the slow twitch fiber in your legs, but you actually recruit twice the muscle fiber? Then your heart muscle has to work hard anaerobically to oxygenate so much more muscle fiber, and it actually can't do that. And that's one of the key benefits of Sprint 8, because what that does is recruit lactic acid, and that's one of the key benchmarks that you have to achieve in order to get this huge release of growth hormone. So significant that if you were an Olympic athlete, you would test false positive for injecting growth hormone. But the key is it has to be hard and fast, and the rule is you can't go more than 30 seconds. If you can go more than 30 seconds during the hard cardio sprint, that means as a human being you paced and you probably didn't recruit all your fast-twitch muscle fiber to achieve those maximum results. Sprint 8 cardio can be used for adults of all ages, and it also can be used for athletes. If you think about the Sprint 8 on a recumbent cycle, for example, in a slow-twitch world, a recumbent cycle is nothing. You can sit on a recumbent cycle forever and watch two or three movies if you want to and not get much out of it using slow twitch fiber. However, if you go hard and fast and you sprint 8 on that particular unit, you're working exactly the same muscles that propel the movement of running. We use that with NFL athletes as a form of overspeed training. I've used it before with a freshman cross-country collegiate runner, Neil Fat Boer, who is a Kenyan and a very, very gifted athlete. We use Sprint 8 2 days a week, cut his running back by about 60% of what most people run, because a lot of cross-country athletes will have nagging injuries by the end of the season, and so we implement strength training, stretching, and also Sprint 8 on a recumbent cycle because it worked exactly the same muscles that propel the movement of running, but it's yet a speed workout, but it's given a skeleton a day off, and that makes Sprint 8 perfect for long-distance runners to improve their performance. There's a new study that shows that high-intensity cardio is so much more effective than low-intensity cardio. From the researchers themselves, they say these data suggest that high-intensity training is more effective in improving cardio fitness than moderate-intensity training of equal energy cost. The reason that's significant is when you take the equal energy that you put in long, slow cardio over a long period of time versus high-intensity exercise for a shorter period of time, it's just not the time difference. You get a significantly greater synergistic advantage out of high-intensity exercise, primarily because you're releasing this very, very positive hormone, so powerful that when they inject it, you pull body fat off by 14.4%. However, when you use the natural method with Sprint 8 in two hospital-based studies, get as much as a 27% drop in body fat in the same amount of time. Based upon the new research, the new cardio guidelines have been changed by the American Heart Association and the American College of Sports Medicine. Basically, they say now you can do moderate-intensity cardio 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or you can do vigorous intense cardio 20 minutes, 3 days a week, which is exactly what Sprint 8 has been for the last 25 years. We know from the research that you have three muscle fiber types, you have three energy systems, and when you work all three of those through hard anaerobic Sprint 8 type exercise, you release wonderful hormones like growth hormone. The key to achieving these results is intensity. and it's a major difference between Sprint 8 and all other cardio options.